Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about Fear the Walking Dead, Season 3, Episode 11, entitled La Serpiente, a.k.a. The Snake. It's written by Mark Richard and Lauren Signorino, who have both worked on Fear, and directed by Joseph Liddicka, who's worked on Narcos as well as Animal Kingdom.
Right, he has a pretty good resume.
Yes. Gary, you love Narcos. Never really got into it, but Animal Kingdom, I did watch maybe half of the first season, and it was a really good show. I just somehow, you know, something's good, but you just stop watching.
Just so many shows.
Yeah, so it was a good show. I've been meaning to pick it back up. So, anywho, what did you think of the episode?
It was slow, but it was good.
I agree. I liked it. I don't really have too many dislikes.
Not many.
I'm happy it ended on a happy note. Like, when they picked up Walker at the end, I was happy.
I would have drove past his ass. You talking about putting my family out?
Right. Yeah, you were just talking about kicking us out. But, yeah, I still liked it. Hopefully, we'll see what's going to happen on the farm.
But I guess she had to pick him up because she gave him control over the land. Gave him the keys to the guns.
And she knows she can't return without him.
Right.
Like, even that was like a strange thing for them to do anyways, because if Walker, say he died, got hit by a bullet, got killed by a walker, whatever the case may be, and she didn't return with him, I don't know what would have happened. Bad things could have happened.
They would have moved past it.
No, they're like, what'd you do with Walker? I think they would have trusted that it may have been an accident. I don't know if they would have trusted that. But either way, maybe. That's why I'm happy that it ended on a positive note.
Ran his ass over.
Nah.
Oh, there's Walker right there.
Right.
All right. If this is your first time listening to our podcast, this is how we do it. We do our likes, dislikes. Last episode, we did Confused, which I don't have any this episode. It was pretty good.
Right.
And barely any dislikes. Also, we do our most likely to die and predictions.
Yep. And I ain't fearing shit. All right. Why don't you get us started with our likes?
All right, the very first like is Maddie knowing Victor is a prima donna. And if he took them down in the sewer, that had to be the only way.
Right, like he is not no sewer type of guy or whatever she said. If he's willing to take us down here, it's because this is the only way.
The only and the quickest. Because Victor's not going to do anything hard, and he's definitely not walking through shit.
Right, that was pretty disgusting.
That was sick.
Like, they did a really good job acting, because he's like, take a deep breath. And then whatever they had on the ground was grossing me out. Yeah, they did a really good job there. I know.
I'm getting sick right now.
The thought of it, talking about it, makes me want to gag.
Then they had the nerves to have walkers down there.
I know.
Like, shit wasn't enough.
Now, I will say I'm kind of disappointed when they cut to, because we get the commercial break right when they pull the walker out, and there's like a gush of water, shit, water. Ugh. But, you know, cuts to, and then they're out meeting with Daniel. So I kind of was disappointed that we didn't see what happened from there.
Right. I wish we got to see the cut through.
Yeah.
But hey, it's all good. It's all good. My next like. In fact, I think this is a love, because we barely get this. Victor telling Maddie about Daniel.
Oh, like at least admitting before they got there. Let me tell right. you something. Hey, Daniel's there. He's mad at me because I lied to him about Ophelia.
Right.
That was a good conversation, because no one's ever honest with each other or tells each other stuff on any of these shows.
It's like it's a big secret to people.
Right.
Like, we have to wait till the last minute to Daniel have a gun on us all.
Yeah.
And now the person wondering, like, what's going on? And now Daniel have to tell the story. Like, oh, yeah, he lied to me. I'm going to kill him. And since you're with him, I'm going to kill you, too.
Right. Yeah.
But it was good that Victor stopped and said, hey, I got to tell you something. I was shocked.
I was too. Now, I was kind of shocked as well that they didn't mention, and maybe they did this for a reason, that Walker and Ophelia, like when Daniel came up and said, thank you for saving my daughter, and Walker's like, yeah, she's a true soldier or whatever. I'm surprised he didn't say, like, I love your daughter. Like, would Daniel have killed him? Like, man, no one loves my daughter but me, or I don't know.
Daniel had the gun at the moment.
Okay, so that's not the right time to say, like,
not the right time to meet the father
in a relationship. Yeah. Okay.
You got to feel the father out.
Right.
You got to see if he's nice. He's going to sit there and talk to you. Or is he just a crazy nutbag about his daughter, about his family?
Yeah.
If I find out someone's been dating a filly, I'll kill him.
Right.
All right. My next like, and I have a dislike to go with it.
Okay.
But this is the aftermath of the dislike. Lola's reason for not helping Maddie, for not giving him the water. You know, Maddie's saying, I need this water. I got to take it back to my kids, everybody else on the ranch. And Lola's saying, yeah, you know, I understand they're trying to protect your kids, trying to save them. But I got a whole city to look after.
Right.
And that was a very good reason. We don't want to give outsiders water. And now they're looking crazy like, hold up, we're not even getting water.
Right. Right. And although it sounds a little selfish in some ways, it's real. I mean, just in the real world now, when we give stuff to people in different countries and everything, it's like that, people go, wait, why are we taking care of home first, you know, rather than
right
giving out to the outside. So I did appreciate that. I mean, I still don't agree fully with all of Lola's decisions, but I didn't fully agree with Madison's decision as well to not at least take her up on the offer. Like, I can't give you water, but later on she does say you and your family can come.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Well, Madison tries to explain it later to, I think she said it to Victor. Like, you know, I grew up on a ranch. That's the closest thing to home. Bitch, it's the end of the world. Like, you can't have memories of your home life, you know. Like,
hold on, you grew up on a ranch?
That's what she said. She's like, I'm a Southern girl, you know, or something like, this is the closest thing to home. Like, you making it about you.
Yeah, and where are we going to tell us that?
Right. They tried to throw it. Because I know they knew that we would probably be like, why wouldn't she just leave the ranch? But they tried to make some, like, weird bullshit reason, but to me that still was not enough good reason.
I'm glad I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
That would have made my dislike list.
I was like, okay, y'all tried it there, but no.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maddie never seems to amaze me.
She's crazy.
All right. Walker. Him being honest to Daniel about Ophelia. But it was for his own gain. You know, when he told Daniel, your daughter poisoned people. This happened, but she did it for me. You know, he was a little too open and honest about Ophelia. But it was probably just to get in there. Get in there to let him know, like, yeah, I had to save her. She's with me. I'll protect her. The other side of your group, the people that was with you, Maddie and them, they're no good. I think he said that and did everything he did for his own gain. And it still didn't work out.
Yeah, I thought it was the wrong time to... I mean, it was their first conversation, like, real conversation he was having with Daniel. And you decided to say, hey, your daughter's, yeah, I saved your daughter's life, but in turn, she's now a soldier. Like, a girl that used to not believe in killing, now, you know, I made a soldier out of her.
I made her tough.
Yeah, I made her tough.
So like, her daddy can't do.
She'll kill anybody now. Like, so, yeah, I thought that was the wrong time when he was saying that. I'm like, why don't you say, yes, I have respect for your daughter. You know, she helps out a lot. And he could have, and when Daniel said, like, with what? He could have been like, with everything. Like, she does whatever is needed around the community to make the community safe. He could have left it at that. He didn't have to say, yeah. He didn't have to use the word soldier. You know? I think that was a little strict.
I think he needed to, but I don't think he had good reasoning behind it. It wasn't to assure Daniel. It was more to get in Daniel's favor for his own good, his own gain. Next like is Victor Strand said he wants a future where he doesn't have to fear his friends. That was deep.
Yeah, that was. And it was kind of sad. You know, and I think he said that because of, like, Daniel threatening him. Like, Daniel's not his friend, but Daniel is, just like how Ophelia was treating Madison them like a stranger.
Right.
Daniel's kind of treating Strand like they weren't all hanging out together. Like, they weren't traveling together. Like
they didn't survive a whole first season together.
Yes. Like, cut him some slack. No, not even just a first season. Like, when did that fire happen?
Probably the end of the second season.
Okay. Or mid-second season. Remember, Daniel, the fire happened, I think, mid-finale of the second season.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
So, it's like, don't act like this is just some guy you just met and you can't really trust. I mean, you can't,
but... don't act like you didn't save him. Victor saved Daniel. It was Victor's boat, or his friend's boat, that Daniel and everyone got on.
Right.
Victor's the reason they're in Mexico now.
Yeah, I agree. So I know he calling Daniel a snake, or excuse me, calling Victor a snake. I think that's why Victor said it, because he knew that Daniel would be talking shit about him.
Right. Daniel telling Victor, if it benefits me also, I'll turn a blind eye.
Yes, I like that. So it almost was like a I don't fuck with you, but if you're going to help, then I will fuck with you.
Right. If you're going to help get water back to my daughter, to their community, then I just look the other way.
Right.
But if you're going to do something for selfish reasons, then my eye is on you.
So do you think Daniel knew that it was Victor that set that fire up?
Definitely.
Because I didn't even know that Victor set it up until Maddie said something at the end.
You didn't see Victor say, hold up, no, and pulling Maddie back?
Well, I did, but I thought it's because he saw something. Like, I didn't catch it. I thought he saw something, like he caught it ahead of time.
No, he said it. He said it, that's why he pulled her back when she was walking toward it.
Okay.
It was just obvious right then and there.
Okay, no, I didn't catch it. I mean, I saw that part, but I just thought like, oh, he saw something. Luckily he did, because then it blew up right after.
Well, that leads to my next like, to our next like. Dran playing undercover to see what the fears that they had, Daniel had, and other people to use it against them.
What do you mean?
Our last like, but I'm pretty sure we had many more. But Strand playing undercover to see their fears and use it against them. And I mean, it was Victor Strand, act like he didn't speak Spanish and was trying to listen in to what they were talking about. He asked questions about Daniel. Why is Daniel scared of the people? What's he trying to do? You know, he tried to see all that and he was able to use it against them at the end. Which is setting the truck on fire to make them believe that the people are coming. Which the people are coming, but I'm pretty sure the people are not coming with explosives.
Right.
Not yet.
I did like that, because when they said, yeah, he's a snake, I was like, oh shit, is Strand going to say, I know what you're saying? But he didn't, and I was like, okay, play your cards close. That's good, Strand. Don't say nothing. So I did like that.
Because by him speaking Spanish, he had the upper hand.
Right. I have another like.
All right.
When the guy that got shot and Strand first came in the room, he's like, could I help? You know, I used to be a doctor in another life. I thought that was funny. I liked that part. I did.
I was thinking, when was Strand a doctor?
Yeah, I mean, I was like, what? He was a doctor? Then I'm like, oh, shit. He's talking about literally in a different life and, you know, different time.
Right.
All the thing is, I better not see Strand doing surgery in a couple weeks. Like, I was thinking, okay, Strand, you're a pretend doctor. You know, it's not like a pretend doctor on TV. George Clooney can't all of a sudden go and do surgery because he pretended on ER.
Well, actually, it's the end of the world. So he could be whatever he want to be.
Okay. He better not be doing surgery next week. Like, dude.
If Strand want to sew somebody up, he can sew somebody up.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. It doesn't mean they're going to be healed. He can probably do something.
If you want to be a dentist, he could be a dentist.
But he better not be talking about internal bleeding or anything like that. It better not get too deep.
Right. All right, we're going to move on to dislikes. Only had a couple of them.
I was going to say, I don't really have much, but let's hear what we got.
And this was your dislike, which once you mentioned it, I was like, wow, real talk. Victor throwing a little beeping thing. What was it, like a car keychain or whatever, out the car to get the walkers off the road when the other side of the road was clear?
That whole scene was stupid.
The other side of the road was clear all day. They could have just backed the truck up and drove on the other side of the medium.
Right. Not only that, there's no way that beeper was louder than that big ass truck.
Right.
So they decided to follow that little beeper. It was barely making any noise. They should have had something. If they wanted us to believe that, it should have been something that was extremely loud.
Like a little bum or something.
Yes, something that really would have distracted them, because that was not believable. And then it was like a double dislike, because that scene right there, the making the noise, wasn't believable. And then the fact that they didn't cross the road, you know, to a clear side.
That was even more unbelievable.
Yeah, so it was crazy.
It was a whack scene. Congratulations, Fear. You played yourself.
You played yourself, right? They did.
All right, now I mentioned this earlier, that I had a dislike that came before the like of Lola. Lola telling Madison there's no water for them. Now, when that first happened, I'm like, wow, there's all that water. How come you can't give them any? I thought it was like a power trip. Or a trust issue. I couldn't understand why she was acting like... What was the guy named before her?
I don't remember his name.
I can't think of his name, but he was an asshole.
Yeah. The one that was throwing people off the bridges and stuff.
Right. So I thought the power went to her head until later on when she explained it. So you could tell I did my dislike first. All right.
I want to add on a little bit onto that, though. Like, I understood what Madison's saying. Like, you can't let an outsider get it. But what do you think about Efren, what he's saying about just give the water to people, let the water be free?
Right.
Why can't they let the water be free? Like, who died and made her in charge? But the old guy did, the other guy that Daniel killed last season. So, but the thing is, yes, why can't they let it be a free-for-all system? Are they going to run out, or is there a possibility of running out, or what is the problem with it being a free-for-all?
I don't see a problem. Because it could be a free-for-all, and it could protect the dam. Because the guy was saying, why don't we just open up the dams and just let the water flow?
Right.
Which they've been doing for years.
Yeah, that's what I don't get.
I mean, unless it stopped raining, it's going to be apocalypse. I mean, the water's going to come. All right, this is the last dislike we have on our list. This was a good episode, now that we're talking about it.
No, it's always good when you have just a few dislikes.
Right. And it's Walker taking an unnecessary risk to take over the ranch, trying to put Maddie's people off and everything. It's like, how long do you think that water's going to last you? It's better to have unity or just stick it out with Maddie and try to get the water.
Right, because they said the water would last 6 weeks last week. So even if they get rid of half the people, well, I guess if they get rid of half the people, maybe it could last 12 weeks. And hopefully in 12 weeks, that's 3 months, it will rain. So maybe he's trying to just beat the odds, you know, say yeah, or gamble.
Yeah. I mean, everybody know it never rains in Southern California.
Yeah, but come on. Three months, no rain, there's going to be some rain.
Yeah, there's going to be rain. I wonder, is that where they're getting the water from? Like rain, or is it flowing in from the ocean?
I don't know. I think at this point, they're depending on the rain only.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, it could be still from the ocean. It could be a trickle-down effect. It rains, it makes this overflow to go to their dam. I don't know how it works, but... Or the rain is essential to their survival.
Right. But Walker wasn't acting like much of a soldier this episode. All he was doing was crying. Saying,
yeah, bitch, you cry like the whole time. I don't want to believe him. He's lost. Okay, well, do you have another solution? Like, all you had was complaints this week, Walker.
That's it.
You weren't given no other solution.
He's lost. Well, do you know your way back?
Right.
He's going to come running back to us. Oh, man. Oh, there's the dead coming.
The dead's coming. Like, come on, man. You're supposed to be a leader.
I would tell him to go back. Like, go back that way and fight them.
Right.
You're on your own now. All right, well, that's the end of our likes and dislikes. Now we will get into Ain't Fearing Shit.
Yep, award and predictions. So, and also, if you want to be part of the podcast and leave your feedback, dead@theverdictsin.com or on Facebook, facebook.com/verdictsin, or on Twitter @theverdictsin. We would love to discuss it on the podcast. So now, I Ain't Fearing Shit. I'm going to have to give it to Victor.
Okay.
Yeah, he went back. I mean, he did a lot of stuff. He went back, first of all, knowing that Daniel said, you bring your face around here again, I'll kill you. Like, he does not learn his lesson. He had Madison's back. Like, I just love him and Madison's friendship, you know, asking her what she wants and kind of doing the non-selfish thing, which Victor usually does the selfish thing. So I liked him having her back, and I thought he just wasn't fearing shit this week.
I agree with you. He wasn't fearing shit. But that's not who I'm giving my award to. I got to give it to Maddie. Maddie's following Strand. Like, how?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You already know Strand. You know how selfish he is. Although he hasn't double-crossed you, you've seen him double-cross everyone else. You know, he even double-crossed his lover. I don't drink the poison first.
Nah, I wouldn't say he double-crossed the lover. But... yeah, I mean, Madison was brave this week, but you know how I feel about Madison. She gonna have to go above and beyond for me to give it to her.
Right, but she got it. She got it.
All right, most likely to die.
Most likely to die is Walker. For trusting Maddie. If I was Walker, I would have got back in that truck.
I really love that scene with him getting back in the truck.
Oh, I don't care if you got a little bit of water. When I get there, you know, we're going to have a little, trial and jury.
Now, the thing is, will she tell them when we come back next week, we got to have Ophelia with us? Like, I don't think Ophelia has to actually go, but I mean, stay there at the dam. But I think she has to just show up to show Daniel I'm alive.
Right.
So we'll see what happens.
She has to be at the meeting.
Yeah, she has to be there to at least show her face.
All right.
I'm going to give most likely to die still to Jake, especially based on the previews for next week or tonight's episode, Sunday right now. I'm going to have to give it to Jake, most likely die.
Even with his girl beside him?
Even with his girl beside him. For all we know, she might have to be the one to do it.
No.
I mean, not to be like mean, but he might have gotten bit. She might have no choice, you know?
Or he just can't shake the drugs.
I don't know if she would kill him if he's weak. She's not like the people that Killer Chris was with. Like, I think if he gets bit, say Walker comes, or he dies in his sleep, she might have put him down. I don't know. I think he's going to die, though.
So you think she's stronger solo? He's holding her back.
I'm not going to say he's holding her back, but yeah, she might have to get rid of him.
Okay. Well, there you have it.
All right, you guys, thanks for listening. I know this was a short episode. We will be back. Tonight's episode that aired tonight on Sunday, we will record that Thursday because I will be out of town. So you guys have plenty of time to write in dead@theverdictsin.com or Facebook or verdictsin or wherever you listen to us at. Just find us, like us, give us a review. And also be sure to check out our website for all of our other podcasts, theverdictsin.com. Empire starts back this week, and we'll still be covering that show, so check us out there. Until then, I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Bye.
Bye.